cannot serve two masters. It says in Scripture, our Lord tells us, you cannot serve God and mammon. It's very important that in our lives we recognize that there is a conflict between two spirits. There is the spirit of the world and the spirit of Christ. And there is a conflict between the two of them. The spirit of the world is like unto disobedience to God's commandments. The spirit of the world is that sin that we see manifest in the world around us. The spirit of Christ is that loving confidence and trust in our Lord, and striving to follow Him, to keep His commandments, to receive the sacraments, and to save our souls. My dear friends in Christ, today especially, I want to help us to cast off the spirit of the world and put on the spirit of Christ. And there's no better way that I think that we can accomplish that than by going to our Blessed Mother. Many of you have heard of the total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Many of you have heard of the book, True Devotion to Mary. When we make our total consecration to Mary, our Blessed Mother, we give her all of our temporal belongings. We give her all of our spiritual belongings as well. And we place them under her care. We don't only place them under her care, we give them to her, for her to use them as she pleases. But one thing for those of you who have made your total consecration, you're aware of, is that before you make your total consecration to our Blessed Mother, you have to make a 33-day preparation. During those 33 days of preparation for your total consecration, there are different periods, there are different things that you do. The first 12 days is employed in casting off the spirit of the world. The next week is employed in gaining a knowledge of yourself. The second week period is dedicated to gaining a knowledge of our Blessed Mother. And the final week is dedicated to gaining a greater knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. First and foremost, when it comes to the spirit of the world, my dear friends in Christ, this is something that we have to fight against. The devil is constantly working and trying to do his very best to drag us down, to lead us into temptations, to lead us into occasions of sin. I think of one example is the television. The television today, in and of itself, is not something evil, but we have to be very careful because the television has a lot on it that is bad for our souls. Especially parents, you have to be very careful. You have to be very careful to watch over what your children watch and what they're seeing on the television. There are dangers to their faith and their morals, but also to our faith and morals as well. When it comes to the spirit of the world, we cannot have any part in it. We should reflect and think about our own lives. Am I allowing anything in my life, any occasion of sin in my daily life now that is bad for my soul? I need to cut that out. I need to get rid of that. I need to sever that spirit of the world. Because there's no compromising. There's no compromising with the world. If we give the world just an inch, it'll work its way in, and it'll destroy our spiritual life. That's why we have to be on our guard, and our full consecration to our Blessed Mother helps us to do that. During that first 12 days, we also consider other aspects about how, in our world today, we especially see how mankind has forgotten God. We recognize how man is doing what they want and not listening to God. And in a sense, it's as if they made themselves God. It's in a sense as if they themselves are the ones in control. But that's not the case, my dear friends in Christ. Almighty God is in control. And that's something that we have to fight against or be under guard for. After that first 12 days of our preparation for our total consecration, of casting off the world, the next comes a knowledge of self. How important it is that we know ourselves. If we know ourselves, we know our failings, our faults, our sins, our weaknesses. Also, if we know our gifts, our talents, the good things that our Lord has given us, it'll help us to get to work on our spiritual life. How are we to work on our spiritual life if we do not have an honest knowledge of ourselves, if we don't know what we need to work on? That's especially what that week is dedicated for, that knowledge itself. that I may learn more about myself, where my weaknesses are, and where I can fortify my spiritual life in order to save my soul. After that weak period of knowledge of self comes the second weak period of knowledge of our Blessed Mother. And how sweet and consoling it is for us to learn more about our Blessed Mother. There are many great books that are written about our Blessed Mother, but especially when we're making our preparation for our full consecration, how joyful, how consoling it is to see how much our Blessed Mother loves us, how much she wants us to practice her virtues, how much she wants us to go to her in all of our troubles and trials and difficulties, and how ready she is to help us. But in order to get there, my dear friends in Christ, we have to make an effort to cast out the world, to gain an understanding of ourselves. And after that week comes the final week before our full consecration. And that final week is about the study of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When you learn more about our Lord, you will love our Lord more, and you'll want to see other people love him more as well. And you'll do your very best to imitate our Lord's good example in your life. My dear friends in Christ, after that 33-day period, we make our full consecration to Jesus through Mary. And by doing so, it helps us to cast off the spirit of the world. And it helps us to put on the spirit of Christ. There is no compromise between the world and Almighty God. It's important that in our daily life, that we recognize and look, where have I compromised? Where has the devil worked his way into my family, into my home? And how can I fortify? How can I fix that issue? My dear friends in Christ, of ourselves, we can do nothing. But with the help of our Blessed Mother, we can certainly, with God's grace, do all things. And that's where it's important that we start today to consider, have I made any compromises in my spiritual life? And how am I going to drive those out? I recommend for those of you who have not made your formal consecration to Jesus through Mary that you do so. If you need a copy of the True Devotion to Mary, you can always come and see me after Mass or talk to one of the sisters. The book True Devotion to Mary was written by St. Louis de Montfort, and in the book, he actually gives you the instructions for that 33-day period. Many of us are busy though. We have our job, we have our family, we have your different things that you have to take care of. So we might not have time to read an entire book. And that's where we have a very small pamphlet called Preparation for Total Consecration to Jesus through Mary. This one is just the essentials. So it's a guide for that 33 days on what we should be praying, what we should be doing during that time. So that's where we have really good resources in order for us to make our full consecration. For those of you who have already made your full consecration, what are you to do? My dear friends in Christ, first off, you should be living your full consecration. You should have that absolute confidence and trust in our Blessed Mother. You should be going to her in all your needs, all your difficulties and trials and temptations. And I also recommend that we renew our full consecration every year. But also, not only renew your total consecration, but also go through that 33-day period of preparation as well. How valuable it would be for us to go through that time of preparation every year, year after year. Every time you go through that preparation, you cast off more of the world from your life. You gain a better knowledge of yourself. You gain a better knowledge of our Blessed Mother. And also, you gain a better knowledge and love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For there is no compromising with the world. My dear friends in Christ, I'll tell you a short story. In Omaha, we started school 2 weeks ago already, and I teach the physical education class for the boys. So this last Friday, we were just getting done with our PE, or physical education, and we were walking from the park back to the church. And it was about a 5 or 10 minute walk. And along the way, there's a business or a parking lot where they're setting up for a fair. So they got the Ferris wheel, and they got the rides, and the candy, and the games, and all sorts of stuff. So one of the boys asked me, he said, "Father, can we go to the fair? I really want to go to the fair." And I thought about it just for a little bit. And I said, of course, you'd have to talk to the bishop about it. But I said, in general, it probably would not be the best idea that we go to the fair. And he said, "Well, why not? Can we go to the fair? really want to go to the fair. And I mentioned to him that if we go there, there's going to be a lot of locations of sin. Because it's so warm outside, there's going to be a lot of immodesty. And I don't think that would be the best environment for us. And his response, he's a young boy, he said, "But Father, it would be a lot of fun." He didn't understand. So I tried to be really clear to him. I said, a lot of fun versus spiritual danger. A lot of fun versus spiritual danger. There's no compromise, my dear friends in Christ. If there is something that's dangerous to our spiritual life, we need to cut it off. We need to get rid of it. Whether it's the television, the internet, the bad companion, there's no compromising with the world. If we give the world an inch, the world will try to drag us down. You know, our Lord tells us in the gospel today, you cannot serve two masters. You either love the one and hate the other, or sustain the one and reject the other. So when it comes to our decision between God and the world, dear friends in Christ, I tell you, if we reject the world, if we cast off the world, and we put on Christ, and we make it a point to strive to serve our Lord, we will be rewarded in this life and in the next. The world will not give you happiness. The world will give you pleasure or some short enjoyment here and now. But my dear friends in Christ, in the end, it'll lead to misery, the eternal ruin. So it's so very important that we get rid of the world from our lives, from our children's lives, and we strive to do our very best to put on the Spirit of Christ. What better way for us to do that than by making our total consecration to Jesus through Mary? The 33-day preparation, whether it's our first time or it's we're renewing it, it gives us an opportunity. First 12 days is to cast off the spirit of the world. And then the last 3 weeks help us to gain knowledge of ourselves, of us another, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want each and every one of us to save our souls, my dear friends in Christ. Almighty God wants us to take care of the things that He has given us here in this life. But He doesn't want us to be over-anxious about our Lord. He doesn't want us to be over-anxious about our food and all the other things that we need to take care of. After we go to our Blessed Mother, and our Blessed Mother will help guide us and protect us as we navigate through this world. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.